Encounter Bread series, sound doctrine and biblical principles that will enable you interpret and apply the Word of God. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Now, let's join the seminar.
I want to talk about the mystery of sacrifice. The mystery of sacrifice. Folks, the mystery of sacrifice is very important. And folks, let me tell you one thing. Sometimes we do things in the house of God and we don't understand. Some things that you do for God, you need to understand. Or in life, whatever you do, you have to understand what you are doing. If you don't understand what you are doing and you don't know the end product, your life will be miserable. Because you cannot engage yourself in something that you don't know the end product. Because if you know the end product, that will give you the zeal, the drive to be involved. If you don't know the end product, or if you know that the end product is evil, you will not get yourself involved in it. But if you know that the end product will bring a manifestation, it will bring increase your way, you will get yourself committed more, and so that you can get what you're supposed to get in life. The reason why many or most of church folks are struggling is because they don't understand what they are doing. In life, what you start, you have to be able to finish what you started. If you are not able to finish with what you started, then there must be a curse operating against your life. There must be some kind of external force holding you back. So you have to get the understanding that, look, whatever I've started with divine determination and by the drive and the support of the anointing of God, I must finish that which I've started. I prophesy over your life in the name of Jesus that whatever you started in life, hey, you shall bring it to total accomplishment. I say, whatever you've started in life, you shall finish by fire. I say, you shall finish by fire in the name of Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hey, and even as we are created in the image of God, that means we are God and we are the author and the finisher of the faith in Christ Jesus. But therefore, whatever you've laid your hands upon, whatever you are pregnant with in your womb, you shall finish that thing by fire. I say, you shall finish that thing by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I wonder why some of you are just looking at me and you can't appreciate Jesus this morning. Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise. And somebody will ask, what is the meaning of the word mystery? And whatever you want to touch, you need to understand whatever you want to touch. And look, I was struggling with the meaning of mystery, and I just have to visit the Oxford Dictionary, and this is what the Oxford Dictionary told me about mystery. They said, mystery means something that is difficult or impossible to understand or explain. In other words, it's a secret thing. It's something. It's not easy to understand. And it's not easy to explain. Because if you don't understand the thing, you cannot explain. Whatever you understand, you'll be able to explain. And whatever you understand, you will be able to defend. And folks, let me tell you one thing. You need to understand some things. And because we don't understand some things, we do our things anyhow in the house of God. We handle the things of God anyhow. And let me tell you one thing. In life, you need to seek in the kingdom of God first. According to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. It says, seek in the kingdom of God first, and all other things shall be added unto you. So when you know that, look, you are seeking the kingdom of God first, then you know that at the back of your mind, other things that you are not seeking, God will add it to you. And instead of we seeking the kingdom of God first, we are rather seeking the word. And because we are using our own strength to seek the word, we cannot get what we want until we go back to our Father and make sure our Father's business prosper, our Father's business increase before we can get what we're supposed to get. You know, when I look at the second word, I was looking for the meaning. Look at what the Oxford Dictionary told me. The meaning of sacrifice. He said it means the practice or an act of killing an animal or person or surrender a possession as an offering to a deity. You surrender what? An offering to a deity. And this, let me give you the second meaning too. Look at the second meaning, and this is what I want to act upon this morning. He said it means an act of giving up something of value for the sake of something that is of great value or important. That means what you give is value to you, but when you give that thing out, you get that which is bigger and greater, that which is more important than what you have given. And this morning, there is a question I want to ask you. What do you give to God? Some of you, when it comes to offering, you give what you want, anything, just anything to God. When it comes to time, you don't even give your best time to God. You give God anything that you want. Because you give God anything that you want, your life is still miserable. If you give your best to God, you get the best from God. That which is more important, that which is more valuable than what you have given to God. Do you understand what I mean? He said what? The art of giving something, giving up something of value for the sake of something that is of great value or what? Importance. What you give is not more valuable than what you are going to get in return. Sometimes you think the time you are giving God is important, but folks, let me tell you something, it's not enough. Some of you, when the time is being scheduled, that look, we have to meet in the house of God at 7 o'clock. You come at 9 o'clock, you are not giving the best out of you to God. Because you are not giving the best out of you to God, you cannot receive that which you are supposed to receive. That sacrifice you are giving to God is not value. That sacrifice is not important. That sacrifice, there is no weight on that sacrifice. What you have to give to God must supersede everything that you have around you. What you have to give to God, what you have to sacrifice to God must be very important to you. And you can realize that all of us are short of the glory of God. Our righteousness is like a filthy rag before God. Why? Because we are not giving the best to God. The Bible said the other day, Jesus was in the temple and they were raising a fund, and a lot of people were giving a lot of money, huge sum of money, but there was a woman that gave a little, and Jesus said something. He said, surely this woman has given more than everybody. You know, it's not about the amount you give. It's not about how big it is. It's about where it's coming from and how valuable it is in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's about how valuable it is in your life. How you see it, the point at which you see it, that is more important. It's not about what you are giving. What if I have $10 million and I give $1,000? It's of no value, because when I give that money out, it will not affect me. I will not feel it. I will not feel the pain. You know, sacrifice is something that when you give it, you realize that something has gone out of you. A virtue has gone out of you. There is something that has gone out of you. A sacrifice is something when you give it out, you realize that, look, something has moved out of you. And sometimes you just have to ask yourself one question. Is it the will of God? Or is it God who was talking to me? Is it God who asked me to give this out? You know, sometimes, let me tell you one thing. Sometimes God might be talking to you that do this, do that, do this, do that. And sometimes you'll be holding back. You have to give something that will cost you. When you give something that will cost you, you will get something greater in return. Folks, maybe you are not working now, but God needs your time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Maybe you are not doing anything for God now. Or maybe you don't have a reliable source of income now. But God needs your time. Let me tell you one thing. Your strength cannot get you money. Your intelligence cannot get you what you want. It is the blessings of God that make it work. It is the blessings of God that will make you who you're supposed to be. That will make you prosperous in life. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about how quick you are. It's not about how beautiful you are. It's not about how handsome you are. It's not about how strong you are. It's not about how swift you are, but it is the grace of God that will speak on your behalf. The mystery of sacrifice. If we get the understanding, we'll be able to defend and explain ourselves. If you don't get the understanding, you can't do what you're supposed to do in life. Hallelujah. And the first thing I want to talk about under this topic or this heading is the source of provision. Number one, the source of provision.
I want you to turn your Bible with me to the book of Matthew chapter 10 verse 8. If you are there, say amen. Matthew chapter 10 verse 8. He said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. And in other words, whatever you have in your hand is God who has given it to you. Do you understand this? In other words, whatever you have in your hand, whatever you are carrying or whatever you are boasting of, whatever you feel so proud of, the money in your bank account, the new house, the new car, the new everything you have, God is the one who has given it to you. And he said, what? Freely have you received, so freely must you give. So when you are giving, there should be nothing that must hold you back. When you are sacrificing the thing, nothing should hold you back and nothing should pull you back. You have to stand in the gap and say, hey, no matter what happens, I must give this thing out. And folks, you might not know the reason why God gave that thing to you. Maybe God gave it to you because he wants you to sacrifice it. And until you sacrifice the thing, you cannot have many in return. And let me tell you one thing, until you give something out, you cannot duplicate the thing. You cannot multiply the thing. You cannot get plenty in returns. Before a seed can reproduce itself, the seed must go into the ground and die in the ground, rot in the ground, and grow back again and re-multiply. And let me tell you one thing, by the grace of God, I have a little knowledge about farming. I've never seen a farmer who have sowed a seed before, and in return, that farmer will get only one seed. The farmer get abundant in return. I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever you sow in the house of God, whatever you sow in the house of God, in the kingdom business, may you receive abundant in return. I said, may you receive abundant in return. I said, may you receive abundant in return in the name of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, when you are receiving abundance in return, no power, no spirit, no authority can stop it, because you've obeyed heavenly principle. When you obey heavenly principle, God himself step into the issue and nothing can stop the return. That is why some people, you will see them being blessed. They are going forward. They are multiplying. They are increased. They are enlarging. But no power can stop them. Because why? They are unstoppable. If you obey the principles of heaven, if you obey the principles of God, your life will never be the same. I pray in the name of Jesus and I declare a change over your life. I said, I declare a change over your life as you sacrifice your time, as you sacrifice your money, as you sacrifice your resources, as you sacrifice anything that belongs to you, may you receive abundance in the name of Jesus. Any power, any spirit, any authority, any witch or wizard, any forces assigned against your life to cause destruction, may the earth open its mouth and swallow them by fire. Swallow them by fire. Swallow them by fire. Swallow them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. So that which you have in your hand, that you are boasting of, is God who gave it to you. He said, freely have you received. Freely must you do what? Give out. All you got to do in life when it comes to sacrifice, give it out to God. And leave it to God and let God take control of the rest. It's not about you trying to work some things out to please man. When it comes to sacrifice, it's not about pleasing man. It's about doing the right thing. It's about doing what God has instructed you. There are some people, when they see the senior pastor, that is why they become serious and trying to do things in the house of God. That is why they try to give offering to please the mind of God. But that is not the issue. The issue is that you have to do it even when the man of God is not around. Sacrifice, the mystery of sacrifice. The secret is that you never knew. The mystery is that you never knew it was God who gave it to you. Some of you thought it's your strength. You thought it's your intelligence. You thought because you are smart, that is why you've gotten what you have. But it's a lie from the pit of hell. Hallelujah. The next point I want us to look at is the mindset of sacrifice. The mindset of sacrifice. Or in other words, the motive behind the sacrifice. The motive behind the sacrifice. The motive behind the sacrifice. I believe that nobody will do anything without having a motive, without having a proper mindset about the whole thing. Jesus. So there have to be a motive. And let's look at the motive of God when God was sacrificing the only begotten Son. The motive of God. You have to develop a motive when you are sacrificing unto God. Turn your Bible with me right now to the book of John chapter 3 verse 16 and 17. I know you all know this. It said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life." And folks, let's read the verse 17. It said, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that what? The world through him might be saved." That means God himself have a motive behind the sacrifice. When he was sacrificing the only begotten son, he said what? That we might have what? That whosoever believe in him might have what? Everlasting life. And he said what? When you read the verse 17, that through the son, the world will be saved. And folks, let me tell you one thing. Jesus Christ is the greatest sacrifice of all in the whole wide world. Let me tell you something. When God sacrificed Jesus, only begotten son, the whole world have been saved through Jesus Christ. And that means Jesus Christ has reproduced abundance. And watch this. The scripture said his only begotten son, his only precious son, the son that apart from him, nobody else, he gave it out. I'm serious with this. Some of you, if your money cannot do it, your strength must do it. Your availability to support the work of God must do it. It's not about you coming to church all the time and come and sit and listen to the word of God and still and just pick up your bag or pick up your Bible and walk out. It's not so. It's not work so. It does not work so. Don't be a church rat. If you continue like that, you will be a church rat. When I talk of a church rat, your life will be miserable and you will always be the same. I need to tell you the truth, because if you don't know the truth, hey, you blame me tomorrow. You will fight me. The Bible says, "For he shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." If you don't know the truth cannot set you free. You have to know the truth before that truth can set you free. Folks, it's about time. We need to wake up. We need to rise up and say, "God, I want to give it all." Hallelujah. 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 Come on, give Jesus a praise in the heart. Through him, the world will be saved. And through that sacrifice you give to God, the return will save a lot of people. It will save you in the future. It will save you tomorrow. Save you next week. Save you next month. Save you next year. Save you the rest of your life. It will save you. Hallelujah. Come on, give Jesus a praise. Somebody give Jesus a praise in the heart.
To obtain a copy of this and other messages, please contact us on 0243-047-397 or visit our website www.encounterchapel.org, www.prophetgal.org. God richly bless you.